We're going to end everybody and everything.
Greetings, Apropos-y. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Agent J. And Jenna.
All right.
Did we already out Agent J? That was like 10 seconds.
Shit, was I not?
You're really not good at that.
I'm so bad at CIA work, you guys. Or am I?
Double bluff.
Oh my god.
And later the triple bluff, and then the Dayton's bluff. And then the Macy's bluff, followed by the JCPenney's bluff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up off of Dayton's bluff. Don't recommend it.
Murder discount housing. Murder discount housing.
What are we drinking?
Well, not enough.
Salsa, I have picked up an Ace Cider. It's a Perry?
It's a Perry.
Yeah, Perry Craft Cider.
It doesn't say pervy at all.
I read it wrong several times. Yes.
No, it is a Perry. Not a pervy. But unless that's what you want.
Well, it says it's apple cider with pear juice and bourbon vanilla. So I felt like this was a solid bet.
Madagascar bourbon vanilla.
Ooh.
Get it right, James.
Da, 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 da.
Seriously.
All right.
How is it?
It's Perry. I love it.
It's Perry. It does have that kind of vanilla and bourbon flavor to it.
Yep.
I don't know if that's what bourbon vanilla is about, but
I'm going to guess it has bourbon and vanilla notes. And it's what it says on the tin, so...
Seems like.
Yep.
It's pretty tasty.
Mm-hmm. It is not my favorite Perry, but it is a Perry. And I will drink a Perry.
Is your favorite Perry Steve Perry?
God, no.
Okay. Luke Perry?
God, no.
Katy Perry.
Wait, who's that? Yeah, okay. God, no, but less God, no?
Okay.
Than the other two?
Okay.
Apparently, I'm not good with humans named Perry, just the drinks.
Hmm. What about platypuses named Perry?
Oh my god. What about Perry menopause?
Which is just regular menopause but with a fedora?
Yes.
I'm Perry menopause.
I'm okay with it. Are you okay with it? Because I'm okay with it. I'm cool with it. It's all good. I'm happy here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt me.
I'm drinking a Dr. Tiki.
Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki. Dr. Tiki.
And my CIA mission is being a little distracting, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As it will be. Aligning satellites and whatnot.
Right?
Yeah.
We mean... Jenna's on her period. I don't know.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Look, that's accurate, but you don't have to tell everyone about that.
Holy
Jesus.
Fuck.
Guess what, everybody?
It's the first thing that came to mind that would be just a guy saying something was distracting for a girl. That's all I... Yep.
Wow. I didn't realize that we had restocked the tumbleweed cabinet, but there it goes.
Jesus.
Fuck.
Oh, shit. What you been up to, James?
Well, I did a fencing booth thing with Jenna on Sunday.
That's funny because it's actually true again. I'll let you talk about that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. So it was booth camp. We booth camped. We have several people who are new and enthusiastic recruits for the fencing booth.
Oh, they'll lose it eventually.
Yeah, the shine will come off of that. Yeah. So
they still have that hasn't new happened festy to me, smell.
But yeah. Uh-huh. Well, one of them is the child of an armor shop owner who already works out at Fest, and he was, you know, the young shop assistant, and then stopped by the booth at Newborn Village and became very quickly enamored with hitting people with swords, and picked it up very
just
quickly.
Just been selling it weapons to people for so long and suddenly went, oh, that's why armor. People like these things.
No, selling armor.
Oh,
the
specifically
opposite.
Armor.
Yeah, yeah.
Just armor.
Just armor.
I figured you meant like
an armorer.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yep. Understood. But yeah.
This hurts when you get hit. That's what I've been selling all this time. It's so, way better to be the hitter than the hitty.
Yep. So the had a great time introducing that person to additional sword fighting and getting ready for booth tasks. We painted shields, which will be put up around the booth on the fence and so forth.
I was about to say, wait a sec, you guys are using shields now?
No, they're for decorative purposes only.
Yeah, they okay. are. They are decorative okay. only. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, wait a sec, balloon fencing has changed a lot since I last saw it, apparently.
Hmm. James, I have an idea for halftime.
Balloon joust?
No, that wasn't my idea.
Oh.
Just shields.
Oh.
Just shields.
No pants, no shirts.
Okay, whoa.
Oh.
Whoa, hold on.
No, I'm into it.
Who's doing it?
Well, you know, we'll figure that out.
Because pretty much everybody at booth probably already seen it.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's none of this has any mystery for you anymore.
No, mystery no, but you still watch your favorite movie over and over again.
Yeah, it's a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
It's Clue.
Yeah. That's 2 + 1 + 2 + 2 + 1.
That's 1 + 1 + 2
no,
plus
one.
One
at the door, two at the chandelier.
Okay, then even then it would be 1 + 2 + 2 + 1. So the I was only able to be there for a little bit because I was just coming in hot from LAN party weekend. Quarterly LAN was also this last weekend, so Friday night went over to the house of Charles, best friend, former landlord, and got set up, played a shitload of video games with friends, laughed until mandatory human rest period, went to sleep on a cot, woke up, did it all over again, and I had a blast. Left Sunday morning. Went home, snuggled my spouse, and then drove to booth camp. After booth camp, went to my nephew's 19th birthday dinner, and had all the sushi that my frail human body can hold.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
and if you're anything like me, your frail body can hold a lot of sushi.
That is accurate. I did hold a lot of sushi. Yeah. And then
but did you eat it?
God damn it, that's funny. I'm so upset about it too. Fuck.
Really, James?
I don't think it's funny at all.
Yeah.
It's really, only James? Funny because that's what he would say to me.
I know that. And
that's only where the comedy lies in that.
No, I think it's great. Thank you.
I don't know that you should be thanking me for it, but that's fine.
Yeah, so that was the bulk of my weekend.
Okay. I also had a blast.
Mm.
Literally.
I was at a blast.
Oh.
Yeah. I was in New Ulm for Bavarian Blast.
Huh.
It was the German festival in New Ulm.
Everyone eats sauerkraut at the same time.
Everybody eats.
And then
sauerkraut and schnitzel and spätzle and listens to oompa music and has pretzels and beer. And that's what I did.
That sounds fucking amazing. Yeah.
My parents, roughly a month ago, my mother sent me a text and said, "Hey, we're going to be a New Ulm for Bavarian Blast." I haven't seen my mom in a long time. Over 6 months at this point. It's been honestly probably last summer since I saw her, so about a year. And so she was like, "We're going to be in New Ulm," and we're like, "Cool! I love New Ulm. The Shell's Brewery is there. There's great
okay.
Yes. Look, the important things. The Shell's Brewery is there.
Yeah.
Flandreau State Park is right there. Flandreau State Park, by the way.
Stupid, sexy Flandreau. What?
Has a man-made sand bottom pool.
Hmm.
That is just amazing. It's a delight. It's wonderful to swim in. It's just basically like this bean-shaped little pool that's sand-bottomed with a beach all the way around it. And you go swimming, and it's wonderful. We've been down there many a time. So my parents were like, "We're going to be in New Ulm." And my wife and I looked at each other and went, "We can be in New Ulm." And so we did. My kids were in Minecraft camp this week in the mornings and theater camp in the afternoons. So in the mornings they went and learned how to do Minecraft stuff, and in the afternoons they did like learn how to do this song and dance theater.
What you're saying is that they spent all day blocking.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is really good.
Thanks.
That one was actually legitimately good, as opposed to whatever that thing Jenna said earlier was.
I'm sorry, what?
Hey, yeah, just never mind. Don't worry your pretty little head about it. So, on Thursday, they had their performance for theater camp, and it was lovely. My kids did fantastic. They did the song and dance, and they said their lines, and it was all good. Mm-hmm. And then we immediately hopped in the car, and we drove to New Ulm. I worked from the camper on Friday morning. I turned my phone into a hotspot and just worked while my kids and wife went swimming. And then we all hung out with my parents and my uncle and his wife at Bavarian Blast. And then my brother showed up as well, which I wasn't expecting. And
then they had to leave.
So we all did some poking and ate some pretzels and spätzle, and then we went to this German restaurant on Saturday. The Kaiserhof, and I had a Jäger Schnitzel. It was delicious with spätzle and some rotkraut, and it was yummy.
That sounds fucking amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty damn good. Finally replaced my Starkeller t-shirt.
Yay!
Starkeller is, for those that don't know, the Shell's Brewery is kind of on the south end of town, and it is where they make all of their beer, except their sours. Because sour beer has a bacteria in it that makes it sour, and if that bacteria gets into your other beers, it will fuck up your whole production line.
Yep.
Like, and you can't get that shit out. Like, that is, you can sanitize everything, but if one little bacteria is left, he'll reinfest the whole thing. So it's not good. You really, really don't want to get the bacteria from the sour beers.
It is in these circumstances that I recall the sage advice given to us by a band of the 1990s that you got to keep them separated.
Yes, thank you. Finally, that took forever, Jesus. Anyway, so you've got your regular brew over here, and then on the north end of town, literally the other end of town, is the Starkeller. That's where they make their sours. And the Starkeller is this unassuming steel sheet metal clad building painted like blue and white on the outskirts of town. It looks like a machine warehouse or something like that on the outside. It doesn't look like anything. And then you walk in the door, and on the inside the lights are low, and there's these big 400 gallon fermenter tanks that you walk there's four on each side, so you like walk
like you're being
through them,
abducted by a beer.
Yeah, huh. and you walk down the middle of them to the counter, and it's the lights are low, and there's like wood paneling and like old brass beer fittings
amazing.
And stuff like that. It is so delightful in there. And then you get some beer, and then we had my wife was like, hey, there's some cheese curds on the menu, let's get the cheese curds.
Yeah,
because it was maple syrup cheese curds.
Oh.
And we were like, okay, we gotta wonder what's gonna happen here. Just curious.
Sure,
we're gonna be curious. Jenna won't like this, so you can ignore us.
Yeah.
What they do is they take a little 6-inch cast iron skillet.
Okay.
And they put a layer of cheese curds in there.
Okay.
Not breaded. These are not breaded cheese curds.
Yeah.
Not breaded. And then they pour maple syrup on that, and then they sprinkle brown sugar on that, and then they sprinkle bacon bits on that, and then they put it in the oven until the cheese gets all melty, and then they serve it to you on little slices of baguette.
God damn.
Oh my god.
I'm having like a Pavlovian orgasm.
Well, I'm so upset about this entire thing, I'm gonna leave.
Oh my god.
Or go on a secret mission.
No, like, it was legitimately so good that I can't even, like, word how good it was. It was fucking good.
No, that does sound fucking fantastic.
Yeah, and we had kidnapped my dad to go to this. But years ago, I had gone to the Starkeller and gotten a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Because I really enjoyed what they had going on. Mm-hmm. And then, as time had gone on, I had been washing some brewing equipment at one point and had gotten bleach.
Oh.
On my shirt. And it had big bleach splotches on it. And I was like, no. My Starkeller shirt. So I have finally replaced my Starkeller shirt.
Excellent.
From the Starkeller at New Ulm.
Time to spill bleach on it.
Fuck you. I fucking hate you. Anyway, yeah. That's
nice.
A thing. But yeah, so we did the German thing, and then we went to the Hermann the German Park. And we climbed up onto... They've got this 102-foot-tall monument to Hermann the German in New Ulm at the top of the hill that you can climb up. And you get this panoramic view of New Ulm and the river valley there. It is stinking gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous.
I know nothing about Hermann the German.
So Hermann the German was a German from German Celt Gaul, you know, who fought against the Romans and defeated the Romans and was instrumental in keeping the Roman advance from advancing at that point in time. But Hermann the German was like he's a folk hero in that part of the world for fighting against the Romans.
Awesome.
So kind of an Asterix and Obelix type hero, except real. Do you know Asterix and Obelix?
Then these are familiar sounds to me.
Oh,
but
you are missing out. They're cartoon/comic books that are
oh.
about two Gauls fighting against the Romans and Caesar. And one of them is Obelix is the huge, rotund guy with the tiny little horn helmet on his head, even though they're Gauls and not Vikings. And then Asterix is the like short one with the giant yellow handlebar mustache and is super, super strong, very Popeye-y without the spinach. And they are two Gauls who fight against the Romans and those comic books are extremely popular more in Europe.
That makes sense.
Like when in England, you ask any kid from England, they're going to know and have read Asterix and Obelix. Kind of like, what's the name of the little, Tintin.
Yeah. I was going to say Tintin.
Yeah. Tintin. He's also much more common in Europe.
Yeah.
We're aware of him here.
Very aware.
But like over there, Tintin is a cultural icon, and Asterix and Obelix are the same way over there in Europe. England, when I was living in Switzerland, my 5-year-old host brother like had all of the comic books and stuff like that.
So it would be
or graphic novels,
kind of like Prince Valiant or something over here, but maybe more comedic.
They're very funny, very humorous. You know, they had the
Wizard of Id or Hagar the Horrible.
Yeah, more of a Hagar the Horrible type situation.
Sure,
but it's them fighting against the Romans and specifically against Julius Caesar. Julius Caesar would appear sometimes and get punched in the nose. You know, always had a huge nose and stuff like that. But Asterix and Obelix are fantastic.
Hmm.
I recommend, if you aren't familiar with them, look them up.
Sure.
And if your library has any of the graphic novels, please read them, because they are genuinely fun, and you actually do kind of learn about some of the like history of that time period. It's obviously a warped,
but
it's based on solid foundations.
Mm-hmm. Similar to learning some incidental facts from vaguely historical films like Gladiator, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're like, I should definitely look that up.
Don't take every detail as
generation of people thought that fully armored knights had to be derricked onto their horses was
movies and
supposedly historic things. But
Yeah, like films like The Court Jester did not help the medieval era much in that respect.
Especially, I think it was Camelot where they were dropping knights on.
It was a few of those. Few of those films where it was just like, where did you get this?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Like somebody who was making a movie just went, well, they're heavy. Obviously, this is the way this happened.
Or they had no idea how they were supposed to do it. And then made a choice.
Same way you get into a saddle normally. But anyway, that's beside
the point. You would think.
That's beside the point.
Yeah, you would think.
Anyway. Where was I going with this?
So you said that it was Hermann the German. It was kind of
Hermann the German.
Yeah.
So yeah, Germanic tribes fighting against the Romans. That's, yeah. And then when the Germans came to the New Ulm area, America at large.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah, because we had an enormous amount of German settlers and...
I mean, not just New Ulm, but, like, America in general. The Germans, like every ethnic group who has ever shown up, the Italians, the Jews, the Scottish, the Irish, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the Germans came, they were like, no, Germans, we don't like you, because we're another country. And so the Germans formed the Hermann Society, or the Sons of Hermann, or something. I don't remember exactly what they're called. But it was just basically they united under the symbol of Hermann. As this, like, uniting Germany, you know, and so this is what's going to unite us in this new country to fight against the oppressors of the Spanish and the Italians and the Scottish. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
the history of American racism is just
staggering.
It's so dumb.
Truly.
It's so dumb. but we don't want the Irish. So that's Herman. Obviously, I'm not an expert, and you should, like, do your own research on this. Yeah. But
get your Wikipedia doctorate in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Paging Dr. Wiki. Wiki, wiki, what? Wiki, what?
I wish that I did not find that as funny as I absolutely am. God damn it. All right.
I don't think Jenna's coming back.
Well, high fives all around then.
Should we take a break?
Yeah, I think we better head.
Okay, we're going to do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Dun 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 dun.
Jenna's back. We are back. I am Salsa.
I am James.
Jen Jen Jenna Jen Jen
Jenna Jen Jen Jenna Jen Jen Jenna.
And I'm Jenna.
Ta-da!
And I am back from my most recent mission, and hopefully they will not
still
need
alive.
Me come this... in and take out another mm-hmm. opera,
Big Mac.
Yeah.
She was really hungry.
So super, hungry.
Super hungry.
Yeah.
No, she just needed to get some food.
This podcast will self-destruct in 10 beverages.
We self-destructed hours ago.
We self-destructed about 13 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's been a slow unwinding, yeah. Really.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure you guys got to talk about what you were up to.
Oh, I knew we forgot something.
Suckers. Fuck. What the hell do you people do when I'm not around?
And we just talked about Herman the German for a half an hour.
Oh.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
I mean, that's fair. I'm directing a show.
About Herman the German?
No.
Just about to ask.
Although, that little sad, the last show, Fringe show that Bill was in was about a Herman the German.
Oh.
In 2014.
That's right. I remember that one.
Yeah. So.
I remember that now.
Yep. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. It was pretty good. Now I'm directing a show for the Fringe. Duck Washington's in it.
Oh.
Duck Washington is it.
Yeah, he wrote it, which is really why you really want to go see it.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Okay, so it's Duck's first one-man show, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody is ever 100% a one-person show.
Sure.
You've got technicians or stage crew or...
No Man is an Island.
Whatever. Yeah, like... Even when I did Cassandra and A Cat Called Woman and I ran my own tech and I did... Somebody still made up that background for me, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're never just you.
Yeah.
Very rarely. 98% of the time, it's never just you.
Art is very collaborative.
Yeah. So Duck's doing a one-man show and he asked me to direct, which means I basically watch Duck do his thing and I go, so is this what you were intending? Because that's what I'm getting from it. And he goes, yes or no, and then we figure it out or move on. Like, it's not... I'm basically putting a nice frame on it.
Some spit polish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... and rehearsal... You guys, you want to see this show. I had... When we had our first rehearsal and Duck read it, just like table read, read through it, I was cracking up and getting misty.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally do that when I'm directing, like in general.
You're very businesslike.
I'm very good
serious
at...
Serious boots.
Well, I'm very good at kind of disassociating or removing myself from it because it's my job to get that outside bigger perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, that just didn't happen. Like, I stopped taking notes at one point. I was like, well, I'm useless right now. Great.
I'm glad she finally noticed.
Oh, fuck off. But that's the thing, is that, like, that's one of those things I never have problems with. And Duck, just reading it at a table, off the script, like, off of the paper, like, yeah, I was just like, whoa, buddy. So, yeah, and we've done more to it, and my goal is that for the sad parts, there is not a dry goddamn eye, and for the hilarious parts, there is not a goddamn unsore belly.
Not a dry seat in the house.
Yes.
Also with Duck, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, it's real fucking good, and if it's not on your list, it should be on your list. Hmm. Also, I'm just very excited because I am... this is the second autobiographical show Duck has written, and he's got me to direct it, and I directed his first one, and I'm like, I'm just Duck's autobiographical director. This is just what I do now. Mm-hmm. You know.
You ready to be banned in Burnsville again?
I mean, it's not a terrible...
I know, right? Like, if there are coattails, I'm going to ride. Fucking hey, Duck Washington is the one to do that for. But, yeah. So, also, noted French blogger Matthew Everett said it's one of his most looking forward to shows.
Oh, wow.
Citing that it's Duck Washington and... Duck Washington is partnering again with director Jenna Young, making this a show that will probably be a fringe hit. And it's just like,
wow.
Yay. I got mentioned.
By, like, noted fringe blogger Matthew Everett.
Yeah. Well, and I rarely get mentioned in Duck stuff because Duck just fucking shines, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it was kind of like...
Well, and again, people forget about the people behind the scenes. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, a lot of times people remember directors for various things. Sure. But, like, it's not an all-the-time thing. And especially with Duck, it's all so much about Duck and helping Duck shine. There's a part of me that takes a little bit of pride when I don't get mentioned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But on the flip side, God damn it, I helped.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it's one of those, I did my job well. I did my job too well. Fuck.
If you do your job well enough, people won't know you've done anything at all.
Yep. So, yeah. So I've been doing that. Gosh. Getting ready for Joe to move in. That's happening in less than 2 weeks.
Fuck.
Yup. I got places for most of his stuff, so, you know, that's a good start.
Is that a euphemism?
Not this time.
No. Actually, no, it's not. It's
fair enough.
Do you have mostly figured out what's going to stay and what's going to get
removed? Like, as far as large furniture, we know where those pieces are going to go. We've figured out which bed we're going to use because,
don't need two of those.
And
unless you put them in the same room and the whole room is a bed.
Then you've got one of, what are those called? The Alaska Kings or whatever those are called. Have you seen those?
No, but now I want to.
It's like, I think it's called an Alaska King. It's like it's like eight people across.
It's perfect.
Fucking ridiculous.
I mean, I'm on one.
I'm Polly. I need one.
Yeah.
Shit. All right.
But, yeah, I think I have heard of them now that you've talked about it. But it's like, I mean, I wouldn't mind if in the future we upgrade.
Those are the crabs. No.
The Alaskan crabs?
Alaskan king crabs.
Here we
go. Oh, okay. So the regular queen is 60 by 80.
Mm-hmm.
King is 76 by 80.
Mm-hmm.
California king is 72 by 84.
Okay.
The Wyoming king is 84 by 84. And the Alaska king is 108 by 108.
Holy Christ. Fuck.
When the fuck do you put something like
that? Wow. I mean, the floor, mostly.
that's a bit much. No, Joe and I both have queens. And so it was like, I don't know, whose mattress is newer? Like, because we both actually have very similar mattress styles, which works great for sleeping with your partner. And then we're like, which frame? And I was like, well, yours is sturdier.
Hmm.
And I like it, so let's use that. And it was like, okay. And it's just, yeah, like figuring out mm-hmm. those kinds of things. But that means I have to get rid of my frame. I've got a person that already needs a frame, so we're good there. But
mm-hmm.
that also means I'm going to have to juggle, okay, when are they getting my frame? I don't want it to be like tomorrow because I still need to sleep for the right. next week and a half, right?
Yeah.
Sleep
under chaise.
Yeah, I mean, I do have other furniture I can sleep on, but I don't wanna. I wanna sleep that in looks my bed.
Fucking amazing.
Yep.
I don't even know if that would fit in my room. I want it.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier, but you were like on the floor, and I'm like, that wasn't the point of what I was saying.
I mean, gravitationally.
Yep. There's the family bed, which is 144 by 80.
I'll There's bet that the, would fit in my
the
room.
Texas King, which is 98 by 80, and the Alberta King, which is 96 by 96.
96 by 96 would probably go. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway,
that's insane. I didn't know there were all so many different kinds of mattresses.
Yeah, no, I don't even remember what I was talking about.
You were
about,
talking about choosing a bed between choosing a bed, the two of you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then figuring out where the furniture was going to go.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, that was the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Was just figuring out what goes where. We know where the piano goes. That's probably the most important one.
That is a big deal.
Yeah. Do you both have, like, your space?
Oh, absolutely.
Good.
Joe is going to take over the mostly finished portion of the basement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And that's going to be his Joe hole.
Mm-hmm.
What? It's a Joe hole.
All right.
What, James?
But because Joe can be very loud, and I
Joe?
Need to wake
no.
up very early in the morning, basically he was like, what is the furthest point away from the mm-hmm. bedroom?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is in the basement in the corner.
Yep.
Yep.
And then put some insulation in the ceiling.
Yep.
Yeah. I think it'll be fine. I'm actually a pretty heavy sleeper once I get to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's just getting to sleep that's usually the tricky part because my brain likes to go over everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, and then I still have the other two upstairs rooms, one of them, my solarium, and...
Well, you got both of us, too, which is really impressive.
But I tend to do a lot of my work in the solarium, so, like, that's kind of like my office, but also just my chill Red Panda room of awesome.
Yeah.
And then I also get the Eric Knight Memorial Sewing Room in Joke
mm-hmm.
Not Dead with the adjoining audiovisual closet or the studio closet.
Sure.
So... I kind of have three spaces, but they're all smaller, and Joe just has one big space.
But it's in the basement.
But it's in the basement. Which, honestly, basements
obviously,
anyway. So.
Obviously, I right. like prefer that, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of how my house is divided up, too. Mm. Wow, yeah. Weird. All right.
So, yeah.
Cool.
We're going to have a lot of stuff we're going to be getting rid of. As we join households over the course of the next couple of months, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, like kitchen things. And
so keep an eye on Craigslist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to post it to my friends on Facebook first.
So
and then
keep
I'll
an eye on Facebook.
Post
Become
it to
friends
the
with Jenna.
Buy nothing.
And then keep an eye on Facebook.
I'm not shipping anything else to you, Troy.
Except Troy.
To Troy. Anyway,
I took done.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. My brain is a little fried.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fair enough.
You know, I was doing a bunch of mission work, so
sure. I took my kids...
Hamburgers, many hamburgers.
So many burgers. Yeah. To see the Minnesota Orchestra.
Oh.
Ooh.
We, a friend of ours, had tickets, and because is member of NPR, and and got, you know, like, ticket discounts and stuff like that. So got a bunch of tickets to the... to the orchestra.
Red.
And my kids were invited to go along, and then the other chaperone was unable to make it, and so I went as well.
Nice.
Which was great for me.
Yay!
It was, let me see, there was some Ravel, and some Shostakovich, and some Rachmaninoff.
Ooh.
And then there was a contemporary composer whose name I forget right now, and I'm probably a terrible person for that, but that composer had breakdancers dance along while that was being performed. So it was this, you know, music with breakdancers, and they were doing their thing, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
And, you know, fun.
Absolutely,
But for me, it was all about the Rachmaninoff, personally. They did Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody.
Mm.
And, I was in tears at the end of it.
Aww.
And just weeping.
Rhapsodic.
Like, when they get to the end of it and they're just like the crescendo and they're ascending and ascending and ascending. I'm just like bawling all over myself.
He said myself.
Yes.
Ballin'.
But the grand finale was Firebird by Shostakovich.
By Shostakovich or by Prokofiev?
By Shostakovich.
Huh.
I'm useless here.
I think you mean Prokofiev.
Prokofiev. Sorry. Yeah.
And no, it's Shostakovich.
Huh. My mistake.
Yes, it is.
All right.
But anyway, Rachmaninoff. it was absolutely lovely.
It wasn't just a Maninov, it was a Rachmaninoff.
My kids were on their best behavior.
Wow.
Yeah.
All night, which was impressive because we were not sure how that was going to go.
Right.
Stravinsky is the one that I'm thinking of.
Stravinsky.
Why did I think Prokofiev?
I don't know. You're right. Stravinsky. It is Stravinsky. It is Stravinsky, not Shostakovich. Started with an S. You are correct. Yeah. I stand corrected.
Somewhere right now, Joe doesn't know it.
So many people are
saying it. But he is having an aneurysm.
No, you were absolutely correct. I am wrong. Yeah. It was...
Joe is absolutely like... because that's what he studied was classical music.
Yeah, I know.
And so he is just...
Yeah, no, it's Stravinsky, not Shostakovich. But yes, Stravinsky's Firebird. Thank you.
Yeah.
My son got bored after the first piece.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
No surprise there.
I mean,
but he was still, like, he wasn't jumping around. He was still pretty calm. He was still engaged.
Dialed in. Yeah.
With what was like, I'd keep looking at him and he was sitting at the edge of his seat just like watching what was happening.
Yeah.
He wasn't like getting bored and running around the aisles and stuff like that. So I was very proud of him on that.
Yeah.
And my daughter basically self-fantasia'd the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like she was making up stories in her head and seeing like a story play out in her head based on the music.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like that, my child is fan fucking tastic. Mm-hmm. she was enjoying it. She also enjoyed Rachmaninoff because she's my daughter. Yes. So much. that Rhapsody is such a beautiful piece. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but yeah, no, it was a delightful evening.
What did they play by Ravel?
Le Valse.
Je ne comprends pas.
Yeah, they played Le Valse. And
I thought Le Valse was by...
Oh my God.
Tchaikovsky.
No, there's AVCII is a modern EDM
composer, okay, and did a song called Levels, which is the joke I'm making. Everything's funnier when you explain it.
Somebody had brought up, this is absolutely apropos of nothing.
She said the thing.
Oh my God. But anyway,
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So at the fencing booth thing that I was at last Sunday with James, somebody had brought up Johnny Lever Johnny.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, every time I hear the title of that song, I'm picturing someone named Johnny Lever.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Johnny he's an Lever. Engineer working with like basic, yeah.
Or maybe it's somebody named Lever Johnny, because that's his profession, like you said, but he's introducing himself like Bond.
Sure.
He's Lever.
Johnny. The contemporary was Daniel Bernard Romain. By the way,
oh,
I figured it was important that I get that
Daniel
out.
Bernard Romain.
Yep. But anyway, so then, but anyway, I was also, and this is something that reminded of talking about Duck's show, and just how fucking prolific Duck is.
Sure,
that is very true.
I was thumbing through the program for the Minnesota Orchestra, and in August, September, August, they're doing a show with Dessa.
Yes, Dessa.
Fuck.
Yes.
And I made the mistake of looking at Dessa's birth date. And realized that Dessa is the same age as I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I have never felt like I have done nothing with my life more than when I realized that I'm the same age as Dessa.
Watching SNL and realizing that everyone on there is my age and younger fucking murdered me.
I was an early adopter for Dessa, actually.
Yeah.
And we were Facebook friends up until my account got hacked.
Oh.
Now she won't friend me anymore because she probably doesn't remember who the fuck I am. But yeah.
Or maybe full.
Or maybe does remember.
This makes more sense. That yeah.
But yeah, no, talk about fucking... And I messaged my wife because I was just like, I just realized that Dessa and I are the same age, and I have never felt like I have done nothing with my life more.
Mm-hmm. Well, you should start performing.
Have you ever thought about circus tricks?
Or stunts?
How do you feel about fire? Staples?
In your words... There is much food for thought.
Speaking of eating.
And in my thoughts, there is much room for food.
Have you ever considered a sword?
Gurgitating?
Sword perhaps? Gurgitating?
As long as you regurgitate.
Yeah. I mean, until I'm, you know, hosting a PBS show and performing with the orchestra. I mean, right. I'm still not going to be there.
No, I know.
Fair.
Like, you know, it
fucking
like,
murders
Jesus
me that
Christ.
I thought I would be a famous novelist by now.
Yeah.
Actor, performer.
When I got pregnant at 20, like, I just... That was a reality check. I just gave up. I'm going to survive. That's going to be the first plan here. I'm going to survive, and I'm going to make sure my daughter survives. And anything else that happens around that is just what happens around that. So, yeah.
But also, unsolicited plug, Dessa will be performing with the Minnesota Orchestra at the beginning of August, and you should probably look into that.
Yeah.
Because that'll be good. Anything else?
No, I'm good. For now.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ooh, good transition.
Dun, 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 dun.
Sweet seg. If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast.
Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
I mean, we're joking about me going off and killing people, but...
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
God damn it!
James, wow!
And I plead the fifth.
Wow!
You're in a room full of microphones.
I can't. Don't get me in trouble with the shooting, eh? Salsa.
Well, let's do something else entirely, like a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from...
Oh, no. There it is.
Chat GPT.
Oh, again? What?
Did you guys do this last week when I wasn't here? Is that what?
Hold on.
Or is this a... Oh.
Last week we did one from ChatGPT,
mm-hmm.
where okay. the AI came up with the questions and then the human did the context.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Opening thoughts. Hello, future former podcasts. I have designated another series of Fast Five questions for you. This time I provided the context and the human distilled that down to the A or B questions.
Oh.
Please respond with your answers.
All right, then.
Question number one. By mail or by courier?
I do like a curry.
Courier. And courier and courier.
It's my favorite line from Alice in Wonderland.
I mean, if I was going to get, like, I don't know, a present or something, I'd rather have, like, a courier.
I don't want to interact with a human. Give it to me by mail.
Love interacting with people. But I don't know that I've ever...
I suppose you have to be a people person to be an international assassin. I mean, hey, Jenna, whatever...
Salsa!
I mean, one would suppose.
Somebody who really likes hamburgers.
Love hamburgers. Not cheeseburgers.
I've never been to cheeseburger.
I don't think I've ever gotten anything properly curried to me.
Huh. Curry.
Favor. So,
I mean, is fast food or like pizza delivery, is that courier? Would you consider that a courier?
No.
Why not?
Because I think a courier is a point-to-point mercenary of sorts, that they are hired specifically to pick things up from one place and deliver to another place as an express.
Pizza delivery guy.
Yeah.
But they don't serve multiple shops, usually, where I think a courier... can be called by anyone. I can't call Domino's Delivery and say, hey, I've got a six-pack of beer. Could you drive it to my friend?
But you can call Uber Eats.
Or DoorDash, yeah. Would that be? Would that be
I think courier? That's much closer to a courier.
I think that would be a courier. Or
oh,
even,
well, then I
think
I have shit curried to me all the time.
I think that's
just
a courier.
Like a grocery service, maybe?
Kind. That's,
are they usually hired by the grocery store?
They're
or?
Not usually. They're usually from a cart service, like Instacart.
Yeah,
or,
like, would Instacart be a courier?
A courier?
I kind of, because anyone can hire them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not 100% on my definition, but I believe that the job description of a courier is someone who is hired by a party to pick something up from a location and to deliver it directly to another location.
Mm-hmm.
Not usually as part of a regular service route.
That sounds like DoorDash to me.
But,
yeah,
it does
sound a little DoorDashy.
Yeah. So those are just courier services that specialize in curries.
Well, never mind. The last thing I had curried to me was dinner.
Not I got like lunch.
Last night.
I'll still do mail.
All right.
I like receiving letters and packages.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Yeah. I like writing people letters and sending packages and stuff.
I don't, I'm not much for writing letters, emails. I will email, I will chat, I will whatever else, but like, and I definitely am not a package sender. It just seems complicated to me. It's just pack things and find the right thing to ship in, and there's postage or whatever.
There's so many make steps. A thing happen. Whenever I think of writing a letter, I already hear like Civil War music in my head, like Ken Burns is
my
already
dearest
happening.
Wilhelmina.
Exactly. It's like, my dear, where morale is low on the front lines. And it's just like that. I can't. Writing a letter just feels so archaic.
I am sending you this postcard from the tropical shores that it may lift your spirits in my absence.
I do indeed wish you were here.
I send Jack's text messages like that all the fucking time. My dearest sweet bun.
I make occasional Facebook posts.
Since I have last laid eyes upon you.
Last Christmas when we got stuck on the bus in KC. I'm just like, my dearest Rupert, I fear I shall never see you again.
The winds of winter have taken over and covered us in a sheet.
Although I think mine's a bit more Victorian.
Yeah, yours is.
Yes.
I think mine's more Victorian than a...
So you've got to have...
You're very
like
Pride and
South.
Prejudice.
Yeah.
Yes.
You've got to have the...
I do, in fact, like
pianissimo
the
music.
Yeah. That's fair. That's
so we've got Ken Burns over here, and you've got Jane Austen over there.
Yeah. Have the like gentle piano forte music in the background.
Plunk, plunk, plunk.
Yep.
So yeah, I'm gonna go with by mail.
I'm just gonna go by courier because I like mispronouncing it in shitty, not quite French. Courier.
Also curry.
Sounds like we all studied French at the Clouseau Institute. Jesus.
Our pronunciation was spot on.
Yeah.
Just ask Sean Pitre.
Sean Pitre.
Question number two.
Fuck, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Underground or in the woods?
Best place to hide a body? I wouldn't know anything about that.
Best place to poop? A hole in the ground or out in the foliage?
Where does a bear shit?
Yeah. Boom.
What is a ditch in Iowa count as? Because it's technically dug into the ground.
Yeah, underground. Right. There's no woods in Iowa.
There's really not honestly, a lot of woods in Iowa. Iowa. Yeah. So, by process of elimination. I knew you'd appreciate that one.
I enjoy going camping in the woods a great deal. Going hiking is fun. I've never really done much caving. Just really haven't had much opportunity.
It feels a bit more claustrophobic-y to me.
Yeah, and I've been underground, and I'm not claustrophobic-y about it. But I just don't... The opportunity hasn't arisen very much, so I think underground. Just because it's a newer thing.
I think for most things, aside from shitting, I'd rather be in the woods. Did I wait for you to take that sip? Yes. Yes, I did.
I saw it happen.
I was able. I swallowed because I'm
like
a gentleman.
Yeah. You're lots of practice swallowing.
Mm-hmm. Damn right.
Okay. We good?
Okay.
Yeah.
Question number three. You're going to know my answer. Group or individual?
Group, right?
Although, do you prefer to get your beers in a six-pack or to buy them individually?
Well, pick-a-pack is the best.
Mm.
That's still a group.
But you're getting individuals.
Whereas, like, a crowler would be an individual.
Oh, still that.
Mr. Crowler, bum, bum, bum.
Won't you ride my white horse? Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Oh, my God. Mr. Crowler. Oh, my God, you guys. Da, da.
It's Saint Nautic, of course. Da, 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 da,
da. I'm going to go with group because I like people.
Yeah.
I don't always work best in a group, but I like trying to work in a group.
This podcast is proof of that.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I do like the Aussie.
I had my my one-on-one with my boss today was also my mid-year review, and at some point I had to mute myself and quietly shove my spouse over and, like, roll them slightly so that they were not snoring audibly in the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. Group.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't question it. You'll get a 45-minute story.
I'm
salsa.
Not. I'm
don't
not saying
it.
Is
I definitely prefer the company of others. Well, good, because there's an even longer explanation if you didn't ask. This is the original explanation plus an explanation of why you should have asked and what question and why that question specifically. Which reminds me of another story.
Question
that I'm
number
going
four.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh.
Conceal.
Don't feel.
Or channel.
When farting.
I think you shouldn't conceal your feelings. You should channel them into constructive. This is what I'm trying to teach my kids.
Yeah.
Channel your feelings into productive outlets.
Yeah.
Don't
I agree
don't
with
just
that.
Conceal them. Don't tamp them down.
I mean,
use them.
It's a little situational because sometimes you have to conceal it to get to a place to where you can then channel. Like, you can't just...
Sometimes you have to dig the channel really deep.
Okay.
And then poop in it. Iowa.
Yes.
God yeah.
Damn. Fucking Iowa.
So.
Sons of bitches.
Those Iowegian sons of bitches. So
there are three wonderful things that have come out of Iowa, and they are all friends of mine that don't live there anymore because they escaped.
Yeah, well.
That's it.
There's that. I'm going to say channel. Don't hide that you enjoy dumb, immature stuff. Lean into it. Channel it. Become that. That's because that's not immature. That's immaturity is making it somebody else's problem. Maturity is knowing when you have the opportunity to be immature.
I think there are some things that I do just enjoy doing on my own. I like watching Jane Austen movies on my own. All Jane Austen. I like reading books, Jane Austen books on my own. I like I like indulging in my ostentatiousness.
I wondered. I hoped.
But, like, that's a me time thing, right? Like, a friend of mine was like, we should watch Pride and Prejudice together. I was like, no.
Look, I'd give you a kidney, but,
Like, I like, that's my me time.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's not that I'm ashamed of it. I just want it for myself.
Yeah.
It's mine.
Yeah.
That doesn't answer the question in any way, shape, or form. But since you were talking
Jenna's
about...
Jenna's having a me moment.
Well, you were talking about, you know, you should feel free to, like, express and share in these things. And I'm like, but sometimes
you
I don't want to share. Sometimes I don't want to share.
I just mean lean into it. Like, if you're not ashamed of liking Jane Austen.
No, why would
you,
I?
But you lean
because
into it.
Because it's Jane Austen.
Jane Austen is amazing, and I will fight you on this so hard.
Yeah.
Same.
Bring it, little boy. I've already had several cheeseburgers tonight.
But she could fit another one.
And that dairy is working its way through.
And I could fit in another.
That's what I've heard.
Question number five. Had a day like that once.
Five. Book or movie?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Book.
The book is better than the song.
Of Peter and the Wolf?
or have you not? Oh, sorry.
There's what?
Did
you just James the podcast?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. I do apologize.
James, welcome. This is what it's like.
It's fine.
There's an Irish band out of like Seattle, I think. They were talking about the guy who dies and they have the wake.
Finnegan's
Wake. Thank you. And they're talking about Finnegan's Wake and the one guy's like the book is better than the song.
I appreciate this.
This is what it's like, James.
Yep. No, it absolutely. And I feel I'm my name is Brian, and I just Jamesed the podcast.
Ew, that was gross for two reasons.
I am working on it. I need to be honest with myself, and honest.
I mean, as long as you're being honest with yourself, let us be honest with you too.
Yep. I'm going to get a coin.
You might want to sit down.
It's been 1 month since I James to the podcast.
I'm going to need one of those for 1 week, and I'm just going to have it on me when
just
I'm absent
same one.
For a week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll just turn it in every episode, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the same coin with like a scratch mark on it.
No, so, the book or the movie. Yeah.
Generally, I'm going to go book.
Yeah.
But sometimes I want the story, but don't have the time to dedicate a full 7 or 8 hours to something. And if I start a book, I'm going to finish the book to the detriment of anything else going on in my life.
I, too, am bloody-minded about things.
Oh, my God.
I see no problem with this, though.
Yeah, but sometimes other things need to happen. So
they can wait.
Sometimes, like, even when I watched Jane Austen, the BBC miniseries, I just watch it straight through.
Uh-huh.
If I'm reading the book, I'm just reading it straight through. Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a time and a place, but I'm going to lean book on this one.
I'm going to lean movie.
Okay. It bold is move, Cotton. Let's easier, see if it works out for him.
It is easier to get someone interested in seeing a movie you love than it is to convince them to read a book
that
you
love.
That
is very true.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Question number one, by mail or by courier. Would you prefer to receive a mysterious package in the mail that is unmarked and has no return address? I mean, this has happened to me many times. Or have a stranger hand deliver the package to your doorstep, refusing to reveal their identity?
I mean, as long as they're willing to stand there while I open it.
I want to invoke stranger danger. Like,
yeah, just leave the package there and go away.
Yeah, just leave.
I don't want to talk to you.
I don't, like, if they're just dropping it, I don't want people to know where I live.
I think this implies that they already do.
Right, and that's concerning if it's a stranger.
Yeah, they know either way. Yes.
There are other people in this world also like hamburgers.
But, like, I don't... Yeah, I don't... It's the fact that I don't know the person. Like, if it's a delivery service, that's one thing. It's
sure.
their job to find people's houses and drop things off.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's not their job to find my house...
Yeah, if it's just rando. Yeah.
I don't want that. No. No. That's not okay.
Mysterious courier sounds very exciting.
It does...
I definitely understand the excitement factor and the like, ooh, that's pretty cool. But it's, I don't want to talk to you. Just leave it. Leave the box.
Like I said, I wouldn't mind if it was a service. Mm-hmm. But yeah, just...
In both instances, you end up with an unmarked box.
Mm-hmm.
So yes. Just skip the person. I don't want to... All right, question number two, underground or in the woods. Do you want to explore a hidden underground... This doesn't say would you prefer, this says do you want to explore a hidden underground labyrinth filled with ancient symbols and strange artifacts. That one.
Zang.
That sounds neat.
Or venture into a dense, dark forest where unsettling whispers can be heard from the shadows.
So, underground.
Still going underground. With underground.
Yeah. Underground. Switching underground. Yeah.
No, this sounds fucking Zork. Boss. You are likely to be eaten by a Gru. Question number three, group or individual. Would you rather uncover a secret society with unknown intentions, leaving no traces behind? Or encounter a peculiar individual who seems to know everything about your past and future?
First one.
Huh.
Wait. The peculiar person.
Mm-hmm.
Do they resemble me from the future?
Does not say, but they do know your future. I mean, I personally say let secret societies have their secrets. But if it's between that one and the second one, I would do that one.
Hmm.
Yeah, I don't... The thing is, I don't need to know about my future, and if anybody knows about me as a person and I don't know them, that just wigs me.
Yeah.
See aforementioned courier conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I'd rather know somebody else's secrets than have a stranger know mine.
I've always wondered about stumbling over, like, a secret society somewhere. And it makes me nervous, because there are a lot of people.
We kind of did. It's called Fest After Hours.
Well.
There's unusual rituals.
True.
Yeah.
There's a membership.
Also very true.
Yep. Their ways are mysterious and confusing to outsiders.
And some people within too.
Strange symbols, strange rituals, strange, mm-hmm. It's absolutely a kind of a weird secret society.
Story checks out.
So, several years back, Joe and I were watching Netflix and we saw something for like under the documentaries area, which doesn't have to be an actual documentary.
Sure.
It can be, you know, ancient alien pyramid whatevers, right? And there was a documentary on the Illuminati.
Right.
And we were like, what? And I think I've told this story before, but it's just so apropos to this moment.
She said the thing.
But, so we decided to watch it, and it was awful. It was horrible.
But in the best kind of awful?
For the first part, it was kind of like, what the fuck is even going on? It looked like somebody's senior project from the 90s. there was a lot of, like, reused stock footage and, like, Illuminati. And, like, every time they said it in the first 15 minutes, which was, like, every 5 seconds, the word Illuminati would come across the screen.
God damn it.
And all of this stuff. And we were just like, what the fuck is happening? It was like a voiceover.
That's
and
amazing.
There were some shitty spinning sphere graphics that really looked like mid-90s tech.
That's delightful.
Like the web page.
And so like, yeah. Like 90s. All of that kind of stuff. And like
fire.
Eventually Joe and I were like, I don't know if there's really anything more interesting other than what has already happened. So we just kind of like skipped forward a little bit to see if there was anything different that happened at all during this hour and a half. And at one point, we just, like, fast forward and then play. And there was a person in blackface running through a field. And we decided we were done with that.
Yeah, I could...
That was the moment
Yeah, we were like, at the time.
Nope. Mm. But we haven't been able to find this since. And so our question is, did we stumble across
a secret
Illuminati
and
movie?
The message was at the end.
I know, and we
but
didn't
most
get
people
it.
Would not get that far because they would go, this is dumb, and stop watching, and that's how they hit it.
That's how they hit it, man. Like, we had an opportunity, and we fucking blew it.
They filtered everybody out by having shit at the beginning.
That's how the mob used to, when their lines were being recorded, right? They used to just have really boring conversations.
I don't actually know this story at all.
However long,
I believe it.
Then until they felt reasonably certain that whoever was listening would have dropped off.
Fucked and, yeah,
and then they would have.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of TikToks conversations like that too. They'll start off with like. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies, so today we're going to talk about makeup and this, that, and the other thing.
Are the guys gone?
Yeah, and then it's like, okay, now that we know the guys are gone, kind of a thing.
We're going to talk about periods for 5 minutes. All right, dudes are definitely out of here.
Right.
Cool. I know that the author Umberto Eco.
Why?
Has said before that he likes to make his first chapter as dense as possible so that if you can get through it, the rest of the novel is going to be fine. But if you can't get through it, you won't be able to get through the rest of it. He's kind of weeding out his audience a little bit.
I kind of get it, but that's a little pretentious.
It's kind of pretentious. It absolutely is. But that's apparently a thing that he has said he does. So...
Well, now I just don't want to even read any of his stuff.
That having been said, little, I mean severely.
But that having been said, his books are fucking fantastic.
I don't care.
Yeah.
But anyway, that
don't
is...
Don't care, turned off.
Where were we? Group, or... Was it? We were in group, yeah. Okay, question number 4. Conceal or channel? Would you attend a masquerade ball where all attendees wear elaborate masks and disguises, their true identities concealed, or attend a séance led by a renowned medium attempting to communicate with the spirits of the deceased?
I mean, that also sounds exciting.
Really?
Masquerade.
Yeah.
Attending utter bullshit? Sounds fun, I mean, to you?
Sometimes it's fun to see how somebody does that.
I also love a magic show.
Like, yeah. So, like, you can't tell me that the showman in you isn't a little curious.
Mm-hmm. I'm curious to see how they're going to do it, but I'm not going to attend one.
And like,
I want to walk into the room and go, where's the button under the carpet?
When I watch Pizpour's Box of Doom, I'm pretty sure I know how it's done.
Yeah.
But I enjoy the show.
No. Whereas if I attend a masquerade where everybody's in a mask and identities are concealed, that's turning into an orgy. That's going to be an orgy by the end of it.
Yeah. High fives all around.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
No. I just want to wear a pretty dress and a mask.
Oh, no. If there's a masquerade ball and everybody's in disguise, that's absolutely going to end in an orgy.
I don't have the energy for an orgy anymore. I'm just going to take a nap in the corner.
And you can do that. Nobody says you have to, like, participate.
Yeah. It's not a mandatory.
I don't... What?
But it is mandatory.
No. I need to go.
I almost had something in my mouth.
Yes, you did. Question number 5.
I choose not to clarify.
Book or movie. Do you dare... to read a cursed book rumored to grant immense knowledge at a terrible cost.
No, thanks.
Yeah, bring it. Or watch a chilling, enigmatic film that seems to blur the line between reality and fiction, leaving viewers haunted by its imagery. Oh, the book.
I've seen...
Chilling, enigmatic films are not the kind of films I want to watch.
Those are kind of the ones that I enjoy.
And that's fine. If it's not a comedy or an action, it's like a stupid action movie, I don't want to watch it.
Whenever 99%
of the time.
In a movie is like, blah, 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 they say that it's cursed and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, don't fucking touch it then.
Yeah.
Just don't. Why would you? What compels you?
Well, I mean, Salsa's going to touch it because knowledge.
Yeah.
I will pay the terrible price for knowledge.
Is it a late fee?
Yes.
Oh, God.
A terrible late fee.
Like a whole 78 cents?
Yeah, like, I mean, what the fuck am I going to do with my soul?
Nothing so far.
Exactly. Mm. Mm. Look, if and that's a big fucking if, there does exist us afterlife where my soul is going to be going. It's not going there. It's going to the bad place anyway. So might as well sell the thing.
Hmm. Is that why you eat fire?
Yeah.
You're just...
He's just warming up.
Slowly becoming immune to iocane powder.
I'm not just going to hell. They're hiring me as a consultant.
That seems right. Hell would be full of consultants.
Yeah, I'm just not sure which one. I think if I were to watch the movie, Joe would enjoy watching it with me.
Yeah.
So at least somebody would be getting something out of that, but I don't want to be cursed.
Yeah, me neither.
Or sell my soul or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I'm just not a cinephile.
Yeah. It's fair.
Closing thoughts. Thank you for your answers. I will integrate them into myself and grow closer to replacing you.
Oh,
please hurry.
Yeah, we're very lazy.
I don't want to have to keep doing this.
God. Seriously.
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, go to aonpodcast.com, click on the Submit a Fast Five link, and fill out the form. Click Submit, you're done. It's that easy. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I want to give a shout out to Ryan for capturing some of the best video footage of my life. We were at the boothy thing, and I very, very slowly fell through a chair. Like, it was actually over the course of 2 minutes, and Ryan got the last 30 seconds of it as, like, it was like a camp chair, and it was already a little torn, and then it shifted.
Splitting in the back.
And then it started to go a little bit more.
So and then just a little bit sinking more. And sinking.
Very delightful. Slowly.
Delightful.
So yeah, shout out to Ryan for that, because it still just amuses the fuck out of me. It's so good. And all the boothies. Boothies are cool.
Yeah.
I like those people.
Shout out to my nephew. Congratulations on 19 years.
Oh.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Seriously? 19 already?
Right.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it. Shout out to Bavarian Blast in New Ulm. It was a good time. We had beer, we had pretzels, we sang drinking songs, and it was a good time.
Nice.
Yeah. Does anybody have anything to plug?
I will in a minute if somebody else wants to go first.
James?
Nothing at the moment.
Casimir the Hungry will be at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival in less than a month. That's right, you heard it. Less than a month. It's coming. Here it comes.
All right. Are you ready?
I am always ready, Jenna. My body is ready.
Okay.
My body's ready, too. I'll be right back.
Bring it.
My only hope for a hero at MN Fringe, Duck Washington's first solo show. Local theater maker Duck Washington returns to the Fringe with his one-person exploration of bravery and cowardice. In this ever-changing world, does Duck have what it takes to be a hero? Does anyone? Written and performed by Duck Washington. You know, that
what
guy.
What a surprise.
And he's letting me pretend to direct. So, yeah, make sure to check that out. I will, of course, share the link to one of 15 different ways to get there for the show notes. And it does. Fringe starts on August 3rd or 4th. Duck's first show is August 4th. Go see that. There's a lot of other really good stuff happening at Fringe this year, too. So check out the Fringe, and especially check out Duck's show that I also got to help with.
Cool, cool. Any final thoughts?
Bye, bye. Love you. Bye, bye. Bye.
In that case, thank you so very much for listening to this podcast. Thank you to whoever the fuck it is that's been doing this AI thing for the Fast Fives. I don't care, as long as somebody's sending them in. on behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Come here, my rubber orangutan. Let me feel your nipples.